We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Williams in. Travis with a deep history of success in Pittsburgh and with the Penguins. He's done it. He knows what a winning organization looks like. And I believe that with Ben, we have done the same thing for our baseball operations side. We're bringing an individual with high character who has been part of a successful operation, a part of three World Series in Boston, a history of success, knows what winning organizations look like.
We're fine at Pony and Muller on a Monday, a James Conner Monday at 5 o'clock. We're presented by Chafin Luhana Injury Law Firm, doing good by doing right. Chris Muller's starting to feel a little bit better. He was wearing sunglasses in studio for the first hour of the show, but he has removed those. We are now joined by Jason Mackey. Maybe you thought it would look weird if you had those shades on with Jason here.
Thinking about putting them back on.
I won't judge you, man.
Yeah, I might throw.
Jason
right
is
back
quite
on
dapper
here
today. He was at the press conference.
Oh, a little dressed up, like half dressed up.
Do you think most of the baseball reporters go by the dress code that you are exhibiting right now, the business casual look, or do most of them, let's say, go with the kind of dry fit shirt with like a hooded sweatshirt, let's say?
It's definitely a different dress code than hockey. And that was funny getting used to that. Like it's neat to cover baseball and like right when you can feel your fingers. But for these events, you try to, you know, look a little nicer.
You wanted to make a good first impression.
I did. Absolutely.
The clothes make the man.
Something like that. I don't know how much hope is left with me, yeah, but if I can put a jacket on to maybe not look like a total moron,
do
I'll go
you
for it.
Like Pirates owner Bob Nutting, Jason, saying that I try to assemble a team here of men that come from winning backgrounds?
I do like it.
Why?
Were you going somewhere else?
No,
with that?
Go
I didn't
ahead
mean to cut you off. I like what he's done. I do, and I think it's going to eventually translate into things. I don't know how much can be done immediately to do it in 2020, but I like the Travis Williams hire. I like why he went out and got Travis Williams. I like what Travis is doing and what I've heard about him doing with the job, and that's basically respecting the general manager's space. And I like Ben Cherington as a hire. I think a lot of people look at this and say, oh, he was only in Boston. He was with a big market club that spent a lot of money. What he did there plays in Pittsburgh. He drafted. He developed. He did things that the Pirates are going to need to do a lot better job of. So, yeah, so far, I like the moves. They made a lot.
Here's what I want to know, I guess, about that search that I guess they said started with 50, then got down to 12 serious candidates, and then, correct me if I'm wrong, it was Ben Cherington, Matt Arnold.
Yep.
Was the fine. So, like, do you have any sense of what made Cherington more desirable to them of those two? Because I'll be fully transparent. My whole thing during this entire search process was because I find that the bigger market teams are getting smarter about the analytics stuff, and they're also forward thinking. I think the Red Sox under Cherington kind of
started
that.
Okay, so that's why I started the question off that way. Because what you're saying, Chris, is you value a guy that
tip
that,
of the spear,
a guy that worked for a small market team and helped them get to 88 and 74
constantly pivot,
is more impressive to you than somebody who won a World Series with a $200 million payroll. You are more impressed, for as far as the Pirates are concerned, with the guy who worked for the little engine that could over the guy that basically worked for the IRS.
Let me put it in a real life example. Who is the more impressive career resume in real life? Guy who's born into a family where the net worth is $50 million, goes to an Ivy League school because his dad's name is on like the, you know, the conservatory there, falls right into a finance job and is doing well, or somebody who comes from absolutely nothing, works their way up, is just really sharp, and is in a similar job that doesn't pay quite as well? I'd argue it's person two.
I And here's where I come down on that. And I don't think you're wrong, Chris. Like, I understand what you're saying.
I'm not saying Charrington will be bad. I'm just saying I prioritize differently here.
Where I would take issue with that is how you're labeling Ben Charrington. I don't think he was somebody that was born into money or you know, just has this job
in baseball
because of
the
name.
No, in baseball terms, it's he had the advantages of, like, a payroll
I know,
that.
And I disagree with that. And I disagree with that because he started as an area scout. That's how he started with the Red Sox. He's come up through their player development process. He's been involved with their draft. He's been heavily involved in their international stuff. And that's the same for all teams. And the Pirates lately have not done that well enough. And so if you have a guy, I don't care where you've come from, he could come from Mars, who's done that well.
I did not get that. I did not get that sense from Nutting today.
Nutting likes the idea that he's won a World Series
exactly.
And he's worked for. But what's wrong with that? What's wrong with having somebody who's legit?
I just wanted to get everybody's feedback and opinion on that. It sounds like the owner believes in having people that come from winning cultures because he thinks that it'll set the tone for this organization. That
yes.
if Travis Williams, it was not in baseball, but he was from a Stanley Cup winning organization. In a variety of different roles, Charrington helped the Red Sox win World Series. And honestly, I was going to wait on this, but I'll bring it up now, Jason. Like, to me, that's sort of how the Penguins got to Jim Rutherford, wasn't it? Like, he had a Stanley Cup on his resume. He had a Stanley Cup ring. And they valued that.
It's the same sort of incongruence with the Penguins. Like, when Rutherford was hired, everybody went out and said, well, not everybody, but I mean, here's a guy from a non-salary cap team. How can you bring him in here? But if it's the right guy, if he knows how to push and take gamble, and in hindsight, that's exactly what Rutherford was. And he was able to make bold moves, even bold moves that he screwed up, and he was able to sort of recalibrate and fix. Rutherford did that.
Here's another clip from Nutting.
I'm pleased for the organization. I'm pleased for the community. And I'm pleased for our fans. You all deserve a team that you can be excited about, proud of every single day. And I think that Ben will bring us that pride, that excitement, and that confidence. He's done it before. He can do it here in Pittsburgh.
Why do you think Nutting is trying to appeal to fans so demonstratively in the last two times we've heard him talk?
I think that the Pirates finally get how they're perceived by the fan base. And I applaud them for that. I think there's a push right now over there to be more transparent, to be more, to say what people want to hear. And I don't mistake that for, like, placating people. It's just be honest with what you are. I think they sort of sense, hey, people are embarrassed by us right now. That's not going to work. Like, we are what we are from a business model. I don't think Nutting's changing that. And I think people, you know, they want them to spend more. Okay, I get it. But if he's not going to spend more, what do people want out of this team? And I don't think they want talked down to. And I think the Pirates realize that. And he's trying to speak to the fan base. He's trying to say, like, look.
I care. That's what it keeps. That's how I
take
it.
We got it. I'm not going to sit up here and say, like, you know, and try to make it sound like things were fine. They weren't. And that happened in the individual session that we had with Nutting, where I thought he was, again, and I wrote this, like, strikingly human. Where he said, I was frustrated. I was doing the same stuff that everybody else was and basically looking under every rock for a solution. And I think he comes across a lot more likable.
But does that mean he's going to run his organization like more of a fan, or is he still going to run it like a business?
If he's smart, he's going to run it through Charrington and Travis Williams and let them do the jobs they were entrusted to do. And to me, I do think there's some copying of the Penguins here. And you see it with Travis Williams, the way he's messaging things already. The Pirates have had multiple guys say the same thing over and over again. The Pirates haven't always done that.
Well, either they're the Penguins. The GM says one thing, and then the coach says something else.
Well,
yeah,
all right.
They've won two Stanley Cups.
That's fair.
Nobody can. They've won two Cups, so we all just laugh at
that. Oh, God bless Rutherford. But
well, again, no, I'm serious, though. Like, they don't stay on message, but nobody cares because they've won.
Yeah.
And that papers over a lot of whatever. So is this edict, then, this transparency that you describe, do you think it trickles down to the people that work for Bob Nutting, specifically Charrington? And I bring it up because of this. Sometimes when Neil Huntington would talk, he'd come on this show, and I liked Neil the few times I got to chat with him off the air, but he was very frustrating to talk with because you got the sense that he was very elaborately talking around your question.
Right.
And I understand that in a general manager's role, it does not behoove you when two radio jabronis are asking you about players to be tipping your hand necessarily. It's a strategic job. But I do think that there is a happy medium to strike here.
Right.
Where there is some base level transparency about the way things are or are not going.
A great flashpoint for that, Chris, and I agree with you, is the 10,000 simulations thing. And believe me, that rankled people with the Pirates. That rankled Neil Huntington's bosses. And it really upset the fan base. And what you need to say there is not anything about simulations or not anything complicated. Let me finish. That all you need to say is, look, we're mad. We're upset. We get it. We want to fix this. And that's a simple messaging plan, but it's coming across as human. And Bob Nutting's doing it, and they're all doing it.
I started this conversation about the owner because even though a GM got hired today, it's always going to come back to Nutting. And I think the reason why I'm starting this conversation with him is because it seemed from his perspective, his two bullet points were winning and I'm talking to the fans. And those are ideas that people have wanted him to put into practice for years. And so I just wondered from your perspective if you thought this is a harbinger of maybe him turning over some kind of new leaf.
I do.
Jason.
I absolutely do. And I think it's not just Nutting. I think it's all of them. I think.
But it starts with him. It starts with him.
Absolutely. But what I'm saying is there's a push from the Pirates to be more, I don't know if likable is the right word, but more relatable.
In 10 seconds or less, very fair of me. Why now? What was the flashpoint that caused this realization? Oh wait, this is how we're perceived.
I think you just know. You know, they saw how south things went.
They got humiliated last year in the second half of the season.
I mean, they became.
Is it the losing streak then?
It's the losing. It's the things that happen off the field.
Fights. It was everything.
Okay.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.